how about we start off by introducing ourselves?
All right, I'm Tyler Stope.
Davis Heavy, Newsroom.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Karen Trobe. So we've been in Alaska for a few weeks now in the Western Alaskan region, and one of the things that has impressed upon me so much is the environment and the natural surroundings here. And I think that for this week's audio blog, it would be great to see what have been some of the impressionable environmental experiences all of the other volunteers have had.
I've never really understood what it meant to be humbled by nature until I came here, because I've had run-ins with bears and, you know, having to be constantly alert for wildlife.
I think also for me, hiking slash like all the natural settings that exist out here, I think, have really made an impression on me. Like Pilgrim Hot Springs, like I've never been to a hot springs before, and that one's really, really awesome, and it just exists naturally in nature. And then you've got the like mountains, and there's just so many different ranges. Most of them don't even have names, and they're all just so amazing to look at, and I'm hoping that I get to hike a majority of them if possible.
It's really cool that the tundra, which you think of as a barren landscape, supports so much life and is a habitat for so much food that you can just gather. I mean, the fish and large wildlife like caribou and moose and the marine mammals in the ocean, but also just berries and flowers that you can pick and use for tea and medicine and jelly. I mean, the tundra has so much plant life that you can do so much with, which is really amazing, because I think if you've never been to Alaska or you've just seen photos, it just kind of looks like bare hills. But once you get out into it, there's so much growing there.
And kind of to add to that, wildlife here isn't as abundant as wildlife in other places. But for instance, I found out the other day, one ptarmigan has 700% more iron than a thing of ground beef you would find at the grocery store. So even if things are more scarce, you know, the tundra is very giving in kind of ways like that.
For our listeners who don't know what a ptarmigan is, can you explain what that is?
A ptarmigan is a bird that, it's short, it's squat, and it's forgotten why it should fear hunters.
I guess my experience of the Alaskan environment that has impacted me the most is when Tyler and I were driving back from Salmon Lake. It was about midnight or like early hours in the morning. There was this amazing fog that had rolled in over the hills, and all of a sudden we see a female moose standing in the middle of the road. And even though I've lived in Vermont for 4 years, I've never seen a moose before in real life, and it was just so big and so strangely like awkward but also graceful walking across the road into the bush. And even though we knew where the moose was, we still like could barely see it in the green, like it blended in so well into the environment. And that's when I kind of truly realized that we are definitely in a very special place and a very cool environment to be in.
Two of us have already had our own experiences here in nature and what we've been able to see and what we've been able to experience, like you said, has the things, different things have been impressed upon us, and it's cool that you and Tyler got to experience that together. And there will be other things that some of us will experience together or separately or whatever, and I think that's awesome.
I'd like everyone for our sign off to give their best animal call impression at the same time, so it's a cacophony of animal sound, a Noah's Ark, if you will.
Okay.
One, two, three.